listening to the Minnesota Progressive Repartee, a show about... Wait, repartee? Is that a word? Is that what I was supposed to say? What the heck is repartee?
We're going to find out together, because this is day one for me on the repartee.
All right, you're listening to the Minnesota Progressive Repartee. Whatever. Hosted by Doug Padgett, Brett Johnson, and Hunter Hawes.
Yes, yes, yes. The debut of the Minnesota Progressive Repartee with Hunter Hawes and Eric Nelson here with you every Thursday. Would you call it Thursdays with the fellas?
Yeah, Thursdays with the fellas.
Thursdays with the fellas. But yeah, we've rebranded the show. We are now officially the Minnesota Progressive Repartee, and we have a different host each day. Doug Padgett on Mondays, Brett Johnson on Tuesdays, Doug Padgett again on Wednesdays, and then me and Eric every Thursday with you here on AM 950, the Progressive Voice of Minnesota. Our phone number is 952-946-6205. And before we start the show, I just want to make a couple of housekeeping announcements. I've got some shows at different times coming up. I'll be filling in for Matt McNeil on Monday for Martin Luther King Day, and I have a very special guest, my good friend Donzel Leggett, will be joining me. He ran for my district's state house race and came within 117 votes of flipping what was once known as the most conservative district in Minnesota. So very happy to have Donzel on Monday for the Matt McNeil show. I'll be filling in 3 p.m. And then going forward, Tuesday, February 12th, I will be here. Me and Brett are switching days, and I'll be here on Tuesday. And my guest will be Paul Douglas, the WCCO meteorologist. He will be joining me to talk about a talk that he is having at Shepherd on the Hill Church in Chaska on the 19th. So very excited about Paul Douglas joining us. That's a great guest. I'm eager to speak with him about climate change. And Eric, did you know that they, back when like Paul Douglas would be interviewing for a meteorologist job, that they would specifically ask them their feelings on climate change, and if they had strong feelings, it immediately disqualified them because of all the car dealerships that advertise on local news.
Wow, that's fascinating. I did not know that.
Yeah, yeah, so thrilled to have him.
He's also a little unique because a lot of news stations, their meteorologists, quote-unquote, are not actual meteorologists. They're just reporting, you know, the National Weather Service.
Kind of how I do the weather, me and you do the weather here.
Oh, no. I look at all the barometric pressure changes, and I calculate my own weather.
Yeah, so on my resume, I can put meteorologist on radio.
Yeah, but Paul Douglas, he's the real deal.
He is absolutely the real deal. And then next Thursday, I'm very excited about the show. I will be speaking with an organizer for Opioid Awareness Day at the State Capitol, which is taking place on January 30th, that's a Wednesday, from 9:30 a.m. to 3 p.m. And on that same show, I will be speaking with the Democratic candidate for president, Andrew Yang, whose platform is centered around universal basic income. So I am very thrilled to be speaking with my first presidential candidate of my life and speaking with him about drawing attention to universal basic income. I love that he is in the race to push other Democrats on this issue and at least get it into our public dialogue as an issue that we should be thinking about going forward, and especially with the threat of automation that's occurring in this country. So some exciting guests coming up, some different times, but we are here on the Minnesota Progressive Repartee. Phone number again, 952-946-6205. We're taking your calls on anything. But first, I want to speak. I got something to say about both of our female Democratic speakers of the House in Washington and in Minnesota. One I'm thrilled with, and the other I have some concerns. So we're going to play a dealer's choice. We're going to let Eric, he deals the cards here. He's got the soundboard. He can mute me at any time. I consider him the dealer of this show. So what do you want to do? Do you want to do national or Minnesota?
Let's go national, baby.
All right. All right. So we're in day 27 of the government shutdown, the longest government shutdown in American history. And Nancy Pelosi, I applaud her because she has not budged on this yet. And we absolutely on the left cannot budge on this. This is a tantrum over a border wall that is very unpopular in the country. This is only going to sink Republicans. And the narrative going on conservative talk radio and their circles are that who cares that the government shut down? Is it affecting your life? And that's kind of their play that, like, look it, we could get rid of all these ineffective government positions. So what we do is do not budge at all on this and let it start affecting people's lives. Have them experience this vision of the country that conservatives have. And I think Nancy Pelosi is the best option to resist in this circumstance, because Nancy Pelosi's strategy resembles the one she employed to debilitate another Republican president, George W. Bush. Bush, he returned to Washington after his 2004 election victory, and he was determined to partially privatize Social Security. So she denied that Social Security was in any sort of crisis, and she refused to offer a plan changing it. When a member of Congress asked her when Democrats would offer their own proposals, she replied, "Never. Is never good enough for you?" And I love that. And she's taking that same stance and strategy with Trump, and I absolutely do not want the Democrats to budge at all on this issue. The longer we go over a border wall tantrum, the further it hurts the conservative ideology and the Republican Party for the long term, because they are already doing damage to generations. And I've heard of ideas of potentially reaching a compromise to get the government back up and running, of splitting the difference, giving him $2.5 billion for the border wall. And that is absolutely not what we do, because we can't let the Republicans have this in their political playbook, that they just take the government hostage over any little tantrum they want to have. So,
I mean, it's already kind of in their political playbook. Let them know it doesn't work.
Exactly. I mean, let people feel the effects of this. And I am hearing the rumblings in my daily life of people complaining of things that they're running into now that are direct effects of the shutdown. The more that occurs, the better. And it's just have the principled take. We're not giving you anything on this. You are the one choosing to hold the government hostage. Oh, I just saw who our caller is. So I'm going to go directly to Randy in Coon Rapids because I am curious what he wants to say on this. Randy, it's good to have you on today.
Hey, Hunter. Once again, you're just so wrong, like 110,000%. If you look back, you'll see Chuck Schumer, Nancy Pelosi voted for like 50-some billion for a wall. How many years ago? It was a good idea then, and all of a sudden, some reason, $5 billion right now is not a good idea. It's just because it's Trump. If it wasn't for Trump, they would probably be more than welcome to vote for this. So all Nancy has to do is just vote for this, and then the government opens back up, and away they go. It is just asinine that Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer are holding them. They're holding the country hostage and keeping the government closed for political reasons because it's Donald Trump. And there's no way in the planet Earth that you could ever deny that that wasn't the case. You couldn't give me one shred of fact that would tell me anything different than that.
All right.
And if you do have one, I'd like to hear it.
Well, thank you for the call, Randy. And you know what I think this is? That this is the pivotal moment. This is the showdown. This is what Trump's legacy is going to be based on. And those cute clips I see edited of the Democrats that were for the border wall, I'm not going to apologize for them being wrong about it then, but it was an entirely different circumstance. And this wall, this is the moment. This is the stand that both take. who's going to budge? This is a good game of chicken, and I'm staying with Pelosi with how she's handling this.
And I think Randy actually kind of accidentally brought up a good point, which is when Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer brought up the wall before, they had suggested $50 billion, which is probably a much more realistic value for what it would cost to build a wall along the entire border. Because everyone knows that it's not going to cost $5 billion.
Yeah.
It's going to cost far more than that. Trump just wants to get it started, so then we are all of a sudden responsible to finish it.
Mm-hmm. And this is a totally ceremonial issue that they're doing. But it's the war to take. This is the war to take. So hold strong. Let's go to Jeff in Minneapolis, who wants to talk about the wall. Jeff?
Hey, yeah, I see our conservative person, Randy from Coon Rapids, is back on with his Fox News talking points. But what he fails to understand, I don't care if Chuck Schumer or Nancy Pelosi said $100 billion. A wall is not what America is. It's not going to work. They've already proved it. It's a waste of time. The people of Texas, some of them, don't want it. I would rather see the money go toward beefing up high-tech security measures. And, you know, I don't know why Randy calls the station, but he's so wrong on every point. You know, if he thinks that it's Pelosi and Chuck Schumer that's holding stuff up, I think he needs to kind of Google one name, Mitch McConnell.
And where's Mitch?
They're not willing. The Republicans are not willing to sit down and negotiate as past senators and presidents have done. This is the Trump, the little baby Trump, you know, having a temper tantrum. I want my wall. I want my wall. And it's now become a reality show. That's what I look at this whole political spectrum. It's a TV reality show.
That's what he is best at.
I enjoy
at.
When Randy calls because I always get a good chuckle. Thanks for your time.
Yeah, Jeff, appreciate the call. I totally agree with you. And I know we all know the effects of a shutdown. I'm just going to quickly touch on a couple of these. During a government shutdown, furloughed government employees are prohibited from even checking their email from home. To enforce this prohibition, many agencies require employees to return their government-issued electronic devices for the duration of the shutdown. We've got the phones lighting up. I also want to speak about our Minnesota Speaker of the House, Melissa Hortman. But we're going to take a break first. Our phone number is 952-946-6205. Give us a call if you want to talk about Pelosi, the wall, or what's going on here in Minnesota. But we will be right back on the Minnesota Progressive Repartee.
Hi, this is Chad Larson, owner of AM950. You are listening to Minnesota Progressive Repartee.
Hi, this is Laura, and I want to tell you about my family's favorite thing. It's our wood stove. We bought it about 14 years ago from Woodland Stoves and Fireplaces. And see, the wood stove has actually paid for itself because we can keep the main area that we live in toasty warm with this great moist heat. But more important than saving money, it has actually improved our lives. Having a fire simplifies life. It provides comfort. It sort of takes the chill out of winter.
I'm Peter Solak. In 1977, I started Woodland Stoves and Fireplaces, and I experienced the simple joy of warming myself by a fire. I also realized that the place and the way we embrace fire has evolved in a diversity of forms and styles. So at Woodland Stoves and Fireplaces, we have brought together the widest selection of our fireplace products and technical knowledge in the Twin Cities. Our mission is to use our knowledge to help you choose the design and function that is right for you and your home.
Visit Woodland Stoves and Fireplaces today and find the right fire for you.
Hi, I'm Scott Peterson with the Minnesota News Network, inviting you to join us this week for Minnesota Matters, a news, entertainment, and sports show covering everything that matters in the North Star State. Tune us in right here or at your convenience at minnesotanewsnetwork.com.
Listen to Minnesota Matters every weekend, Saturday mornings at 5:30 and Sunday mornings at 6:30 on AM 950, the progressive voice of Minnesota.
Tap Taste and Treasure at Vinaigrette, where we have some warm seasonal recipes all ready to create dynamite meals. Our fig balsamic vinegar pairs perfectly with roasted Brussels sprouts or baked brie. And sweet potatoes are always a winner, but never more than when they're roasted with a drizzle of vinaigrette cinnamon or orange-fused extra virgin olive oil on top. Come in today for more custom-crafted food and cocktail recipes at Vinaigrette, 50th and Xerxes in Minneapolis and 287 Water Street in downtown Excelsior. Online at vinaigrettemn.com.
Most of us try to be careful about how we eat and the safety of our food. At Total Dog Company, we believe in giving our dogs nutritious, safe food, too. We offer a variety of kibble, canned and frozen and dehydrated raw foods. We study ingredient lists of every food we sell, and we don't sell products that are primarily vegetable protein or that contain generic proteins, byproducts, fillers, or artificial preservatives. Find us in New Hope off of 169 at 9432 36th Avenue North and at TotalDogCompany.com.
Minnesota's very best appliance shoppers choose Warner Stellion, home of the lowest price guarantee and trusted free services. Warner Stellion's in-store specialists will help you choose what's best for you. If it's worth considering, Warner Stellion has it. And now through the 23rd, we guarantee our price is lowest. Save more with our trusted free delivery, basic installation, haul away, and no interest financing. Don't wait. Get in on special appliance savings now through January 23rd from Minnesota's own Warner Stellion.
This is Jennifer Ogren, account executive at AM 950, and you're listening to the Minnesota Progressive Repartee?
Yes, yes, this is the Minnesota Progressive Repartee. Hunter Hawes and Eric Nelson here with you today. And I just want to say, last night I got a chance to see Robert Burrill perform a stand-up at Acme Comedy Club. It was fantastic. And along with Robert, Mike Lester joined him, who's a frequent on Laughing Matters, which airs here on AM 950, Saturdays at 7 p.m. It's a fantastic show. You should check it out and check out both Robert Burrill and Mike Lester stand-up. I definitely recommend it. Very fun time. And shout out to my good friend, Alex LaLiberte, who is in town. I believe he's listening with his significantly better half, Morgan, his girlfriend that's in town. We all went together with his mom to celebrate her birthday. And speaking of mom's birthdays, Eric, it's your mom's birthday today. And she's a big fan of the station. She comes to the Blue State Ball every year. So happy birthday, Deb.
Happy birthday, Mom. We plan on playing some games later.
Nice.
Something fun.
Nice. So thanks to all the moms for being born. Very glad you were born and that you birthed us.
Yeah, being born and giving birth.
Speaking of Blue State Ball, Blue State Ball is occurring March 2nd at the Blaisdell, and I'm very excited. It's going to be an extremely fun time. Tom Hartman will be there. All the AM 950 personalities here in Minnesota will be there, but I'm very excited to celebrate the blue wave that occurred and defeating Trump and those Republicans. But it's going to be a very fun time. There's going to be a lot of exciting announcements, too, coming up. So stay tuned here and get your tickets at am950radio.com. Again, Blue State Ball, Saturday, March 2nd at the Blaisdell in Minnesota. But I also said I wanted to speak about our local female Speaker of the House, Melissa Hortman. And I'm not so thrilled with her, honestly. So a little they had a, I don't know what you want to call it, it's a KSTP at issue where they asked them kind of a spitfire, just crossfire, fast round questions where they had just one-word answers or sentence answers. And this could have got buried away. We couldn't have seen this because it's a very fast thing. It was only a couple minutes, but MinnPost posted all their answers. And there's a couple I'm concerned with our Democratic leaders. The question of single-payer health care, yes or no? Both Republicans obviously said no, but Melissa Hortman answered eventually, and Senate Minority Leader Tom Bach said not yet. And it's like, what? What is it? We couldn't have given you a larger mandate here in Minnesota. In the state house, we won every single contested race that was targeted, and we won every single statewide office for the Democrats. So we came out, we showed up, and these were this was the issue that was important to us, and you're tabling it for later? You're not even putting forth an effort on this? And another issue that really drove me nuts with their answers, recreational marijuana, legalize or decriminalize? Hortman, there's no rush on that. And Tom Bach, not yet.
Yeah, say that to the people who are in prison right
exactly.
now.
Exactly. I mean, the Democrats were pushed hard on this issue. The statewide offices all had their stance of legalized recreational marijuana and expungement of records. That was why the Grassroots Legalized Cannabis Party ran candidates and then endorsed the DFL candidates. So what do you mean, not yet?
Yeah, these two issues seem like probably the most popular issues and important issues to the Democrats in the latest election.
Yes, this is fully the base that came out and got Democrats elected, and you're choosing to table this. If not now, when? We gave you the mandate. We gave you the public support and the issues that were important to us, and you're going to tell the people who have criminal records impeding their progress in life, not yet. And why? We have everything in place to pass these. Single payer is a larger hill to climb, but if you're not going to start climbing, when are we going to do it? So I encourage people to call Melissa Hortman and Tom Bach and show them why we voted for them. These are important issues to us. They are extremely important, and they're not issues to cast aside like they did. So very concerning that their just kind of quick-fire answers to those questions are, we're not going to deal with it right now.
Yeah, it's utterly dismissive. They're not even saying that they don't like it. They'll just say some nebulous term, like, oh, we'll do it in the future. We're thinking about it.
Yeah, I'm very, very concerned about that. Well, let's talk quick about the 2020 field, because Kristen Gillibrand announced that she is running for president. But during her announcement on Stephen Colbert's The Late Show, Al Franken's name became trending. And on Twitter, people across the political spectrum accused Gillibrand of having thrown Franken under the bus. She was the first prominent Democrat to call for his resignation following the sexual misconduct allegations against our former Minnesota senator. And I feel a lot of articles are being written that this is going to hurt her extremely in the presidential primary, as Al Franken was a very popular senator to Democratic voters. And even our controller, George Soros, has expressed strong reservations about her candidacy in her stand against Al Franken. So, interesting, but what do you guys think about Gillibrand's presidential run and Al Franken? Should he return? Should he try and get back to his Senate seat in 2020? Now, I did a poll on my own personal Facebook, and the results were 32% believe that Al Franken should run again for Senate in 2020, and 68% said no. So that was a little bit interesting, but I noticed that poll was being flooded by conservatives that just said no because they wouldn't vote for any Democrat anyways. But Al's kind of coming back into the public spotlight, and Kristen Gillibrand's going to have to deal with how she handled this. But let's take a break because we have a special guest, John Heppen of the Twin Cities Democratic Socialists of America. He's the leader of the Left Social Democrats Caucus, and we're going to speak with him of things going on in the DSA as well as just views on general social democracy in America. When we return on the Minnesota Progressive Repartee, phone number 952-946-6205, but we will be right back.
From the wall of our radio wallet. You are about to hear my buddies, the Cool Cats, Hunter, Doug, and Brett, the Minnesota Progressive Repartee. Tune in and check those dudes out.
Seward Co-op, serving the community for nearly 45 years, invites you to shop their two convenient locations, both offering the strong commitment to local producers and healthy foods you've come to expect. Seward focuses on locally grown and raised products, fair trade, and environmental sustainability. Shop their selection of meats, artisan cheeses, and house-made baked goods. Find Seward at 2823 East Franklin Avenue or the Friendship Store on 38th Street and 3rd Avenue in Minneapolis. More at seward.coop. OP.
Waking up is easy when you look forward to breakfast. Serve 7 days a week at the Downtowner Woodfire Grill in St. Paul. Try eggs your way with hash browns, bacon, or sausage. There are four delicious varieties of Eggs Benedict that should not be missed. And buttermilk pancakes, waffles, or French toast are always fresh off the griddle. How about a Bloody Mary or screwdriver from the bar? The Downtowner Woodfire Grill is located at 253 West 7th Street with plenty of free parking. Or online at downtownerwoodfire.com.
Hey, tune into the Norman Goldman Show, where justice is served live every weekday from 5 to 8 p.m. on AM 950, the progressive voice of Minnesota. Today on the show, the evidence of Putin's puppet actually being Putin's puppet keeps coming out day by day. Heaven knows what Mueller knows, but we keep learning more. Join me for 3 live hours of the Norman Goldman Show every weeknight here from 5 to 8 on AM 950, the progressive voice of Minnesota.
Yay, you survived the holidays. Now what about cleaning up that holiday mess? My friends, it's time you learn my holiday hangover secret. It's Zero Res. Fortunately for you, right now is the best time of the year to call Zero Res. Get 3 rooms clean starting at just $119. And this month only, get a hallway clean for free with their 3-room special. Call 952-ZERO-RES or book online anytime at ZeroResMinnesota.com. Spell it backward or forward. It spells the same. Zero Res.
Hi, this is Laura, and I want to tell you about my family's favorite thing. It's our wood stove. We bought it about 14 years ago from Woodland Stoves and Fireplaces. And see, the wood stove has actually paid for itself because we can keep the main area that we live in toasty warm with this great moist heat. But more important than saving money, it has actually improved our lives. Having a fire simplifies life. It provides comfort. It sort of takes the chill out of winter.
I'm Peter Solak. In 1977, I started Woodland Stoves and Fireplaces, and I experienced the simple joy of warming myself by a fire. I also realized that the place and the way we embrace fire has evolved in a diversity of forms and styles. So at Woodland Stoves and Fireplaces, we have brought together the widest selection of our fireplace products and technical knowledge in the Twin Cities. Our mission is to use our knowledge to help you choose the design and function that is right for you and your home.
Visit Woodland Stoves and Fireplaces today and find the right fire for you.
Hi, this is Paul Metza from the Wall of Power Radio Hour. You are listening to my buddies Hunter, Doug, and Brett on Minnesota Progressive Repartee, broadcasting on AM 950 in the heart of Eden Prairie, which is neither Eden nor Prairie.
Am I going to have to go in there and digitally insert my name into all of them?
Yeah, sorry about that,
and Eric.
We got Eric Nelson, also part of the Minnesota Progressive Repartee. We got a lot of changes going on in this 4 p.m. hour. We finally solidified how we are moving forward. Another change, though, I just want to make a note of is my new Instagram and Twitter handles. You can follow me at HunterHawes950. My last name is H-A-W-E-S. I plan a lot of these shows around social media posts and seeing what gets traction. So if you're interested, follow me on Instagram, at Twitter, at HunterHawes950. That's it. But some consistency, we are going to be speaking every month with John Heppen of the Democratic Socialists of America. He runs the Left Social Democrat Caucus. We have him on the line now. John, it's a pleasure to have you back.
Hey, Hunter. Hello, Hunter. Yeah,
hey.
Hey, thanks for having me. I've enjoyed listening to the show. How are things going?
It's going great here. And this weekend's kind of a busy weekend for the DSA. Do you want to fill us in with what's going on?
Oh, yeah, sure. A lot of great things happening. Let's see. First, on Saturday, there are 2 events happening on Saturday. At 11 a.m., the Twin Cities DSA Reading Group will be meeting. We'll be meeting at Boneshaker Books in Minneapolis, which is a great bookstore, great left-wing progressive bookstore, at 2002 23rd Avenue in Minneapolis, where we'll be discussing this month Michael Harrington's Socialism, Past and Future. We pick a book. It's like a regular book club. It's like a socialist book club.
Cool.
So I'd invite folks to come out to that this Saturday at 11 a.m. And another big event, many DSAers, as you know, Saturday is the Women's March.
Mm-hmm.
So a large contingent of DSA members are going to be marching in the Women's March this Saturday. And the DSA group is meeting Saturday at 9:40 a.m. in the Sears parking lot on Rice in St. Paul. So that's at 9:40 a.m. Look for the DSAers. They'll have a nice big banner. They'll be wearing shirts and hats. You won't be able to miss them. And on Sunday is our big chapter meeting. This Sunday, starting at 1:15 at the Wentworth Library in West St. Paul, 199 Wentworth Avenue East in West St. Paul, at 1:15 is our big chapter meeting, where whatever you're interested in, if you're interested in health justice, for example, I was listening to what you were saying about Hortman and Bach. Kind of, I'm disappointed like you, but nationally, DSA has a big campaign of Medicare for All. And we have a great group of folks who have canvassed, gone door to door, have done actions. I know many of us locally here in Minnesota wish all DFLers would get behind John Marty's Minnesota health plan.
Mm-hmm.
That's just a great health plan. He's written a good book. And part of our goal in DSA, of course, and also the Left Social Democrat Caucus, is we got to keep pushing the DFL left. I think, you know, from what you talked about in the interview, unless we keep pushing, agitating, making phone calls, demonstrating, writing letters, talking to people, and also with our votes, I'm a little, you know, we've got to push them to the left. And that's one of the main goals. One of the main goals of DSA and the Left Social Democrats is to keep the DFL moving left. I think we all know progressive democratic socialist policies, right, are the way for the future. If you look at polling data, I saw some poll that said 51% of all self-identified Democrats identify as socialists, right? And so we invite you to come out Sunday to the big chapter meeting, because we've got so many branches, working groups, many different projects people are working on, and whatever your passion, like the Green New Deal.
Mm-hmm.
We've got a great number of comrades working on the Green New Deal. As you know, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, she's one of the big promoters of that, and we've got a great group working with that. They're doing actions on that. We also have a great group of DSAers who are working on stopping the Enbridge line. If you come to the meeting on Sunday, if you're very concerned about Pipeline 3, the Enbridge line, going through Minnesota, there'll be a you'll be able to find out how you can get active with us in stopping that.
Yeah, a lot of our listeners are very passionate about that, and our weekend program, our Native show, Native Roots Radio presents I'm Awake. Robert Pilot and them have always been at these pipeline protests. So definitely something that our listeners would be interested in. But yeah, this chapter meeting, I definitely encourage people to go. This is actually where I became a member of DSA. I'm a card-carrying Democratic Socialist of America. And like you said, there's all these different branches of things, and people in the DSA, what they're phenomenal at is direct action to get things done. So, nationally, I believe they've been very one of the best groups for organizing for Medicare for All. But, yeah, why don't you just talk a little bit more about what goes on at this chapter meeting?
Okay, at the chapter meeting, sign-in begins at 1:15. We're having an election. We're looking for a new tech coordinator. So if you're a member of DSA, and if you'd also like to join, remember to recommend you come out there and get active in that. We're having the election for the tech coordinator, as I said, and a few other things. A lot of it is business, right, where people get a chance to promote various groups. Right. We're going to talk about bylaws. We're going to be taking care of some of the nuts and bolts stuff. But we're going to have a group discussion. One of the things we're going to talk about for about 30 minutes in our group discussion is building power in 2019, where we're going to get together. People have an opportunity to speak, and we're going to talk about what are ways that we can become more powerful to promote democratic socialist policies and progressive policies. So if you're new to the DSA or if you're interested, I'd strongly recommend for that. Because one of the big things about our meetings, we really try to promote participation. If you just raise your hand, want to speak, we're very good on that. So, but that'll probably be one of the main thing is talking about building power, what we can do to try to help make the planet a better place.
Now, why don't you talk about the members of the Twin Cities Democratic Socialists of America and the wide range of ideologies you'll find with these, with our members?
Oh, yeah. We've got, the great thing about DSA is we're what we call a multi-tendency big tent organization, right? We run the gamut from what we would call from like the caucus I'm in, the Left Social Democrats, for example. We're democratic socialists, but we believe the transition to a democratic socialist society will go through a somewhat gradual process of reforms, non-reform reforms, maybe even some revolutionary reforms, in which we gradually transition from a capitalist society to a democratic socialist society. And we do that through a period people would call social democracy. We're under a social democracy. As you're making the transition, you push for everyone gets health insurance, Medicare for all. You push for a Green New Deal. You look for either maybe full employment plans. Even back in the 70s, there were Democrats, Republicans talking about full employment plans.
Absolutely.
Or a guaranteed universal income. Right. And we talk about people gradually owning the places you work. We talk about, like in Sweden, they had the Meidner plan in the 70s and 80s, where the workers in Sweden, through their union, were eventually going to own the actual businesses and industries they worked in. Right. And then when people own, have a share of ownership in an automotive company, for example, like GM probably would not be having the problems they're having if the people who worked in the assembly lines actually had a greater say in what to make, what cars people want, what features people want. If GM and a lot of these other big companies would actually listen to their workers, who are the consumers of their products, they would definitely be in much better shape. And so that's sort of the society we as left social democrats wish to transition to. Right, and we also have libertarian socialists. Probably one of the most famous libertarian socialists is probably somebody like Noam Chomsky, right?
Mm-hmm.
If you're more or less about the state and you want more cooperative local control, we have libertarian socialists, and they're trying to form a caucus too as well. So if you're interested in that, I'd recommend you go to the meeting. And, you know, we really are a reflection, I would say, of the wider left in the country.
Yeah,
we have some folks who are big on the environment, right? And thing about DSA is you can be active in the Green Party and be in DSA. You can be active in the DFL, right, and be part of DSA. In fact, one of the projects we're working on coming up in St. Paul are the elections, right? 2019, the electoral branch. We just had a meeting last Sunday in St. Paul, and we're sort of laying out the landscape on the city council and the school board elections. How are we going to get involved? Are there candidates emerging that we feel reflect our values, that we want to help? And so if you live in St. Paul, coming out Sunday would be another great great reason to come out to the meeting.
So people have a historical view of socialism as radical, but what you were laying down with your Left Social Democrat Caucus is really just the foundations of Franklin Roosevelt's Second Bill of Rights, or the Economic Bill of Rights, which,
right,
to be a New Deal Democrat, how is that radical? This should be the public course of dialogue. And I believe Democrats are returning to this New Deal Democrat ideology. So I want you to talk about your Left Social Democrat Caucus, and you have a meeting next week, correct?
Yes. We're meeting Thursday at 7 p.m., at the Barnes & Noble at the Harmore Shopping Center in Roseville, 2100 North Stelling Avenue. At the, pretty much if you live in the Twin Cities, everyone knows where Harmore is. So we'll be meeting at the Barnes & Noble Harmore. And what we're going to do, since it's the beginning of the year, one of our goals at our caucus meeting is we're thinking about what do we want to get active in the next year. With the new year, people are already talking about presidential candidates. right? We're thinking also of educational events. Last year, we've hosted guest speakers, so we're thinking of planning some educational events, bringing in some guest speakers to talk about what is social democracy, what is democratic socialism, what is Marxism, right? You know, in DSA, there are some folks who are full-blown Marxists. Right. And we kind of feel Marx was a pretty good historian, a pretty good social scientist. Right.
Yeah.
And we feel his insights, his analysis, I think, provide a key to making this place, this planet, a better place. Right. So, yeah, we'll be meeting on Thursday. And many of us are already excited about the upcoming elections. But one of our main goals is we're going to set priorities. Right, for our caucus, what are projects we want to get involved in, especially locally with the elections coming up. We also like to have a good time talking about politics. That's one of the neat things we do. If you've got a question about democratic socialism or something Michael Harrington wrote, right, or if you're interested in European, Austro-German Marxism, we've got some folks who are pretty good experts in that. But most of us, we're relatively grounded. You could say, you know, the left wing of the New Deal, mm-hmm. right, is what we're pushing for, the continuation. It's a shame we kind of, you know, stop making progress. But those are some of the things we'll be talking about. If there's things you want to talk about, you're more than welcome to bring those up, too.
Yeah, and a thought that occurred to me is, mm-hmm. so Trump's MAGA, Make America Great Again, that vision is based on an America of, what, the 50s and 60s, post-World War II, which is absolutely defined by the governance of New Deal Democrats. So what is it that they want to return to? It's these ideas, and I feel like these are ideas that can get some of these Trumpian voters, because once they come to understand what it, how it would impact their life, and I believe I have faith they can do that, because these are simple to understand programs in comparison to what, like, the neoliberal Democrats have done with confusing tax incentives that never get to the people that they should. So
right, yeah, you're right. Tax incentives. You know, look at in Wisconsin, what, $41 billion they think to Foxconn, right? And, you know, one of the things we understand is your average American worker, right? And everyone works, right? The average American worker, right? We're thinking people want a home. They often want, you know, two cars, right? Maybe a boat, a place on the lake. They want health insurance. They want a better future for their children. And you should be able to accomplish that, you know, through good, honest, hard work, whether it's in a factory or whether you're a dentist. Regardless of your job, your employment status, we believe everyone should have the opportunity, right, to sort of fulfill their American dream. And we think in a country like America, things like Social Security, national health insurance, tuition-free college education, right, that's the possibility that lifts everyone up. That we don't believe it's a zero-sum game. We really believe that in this country, we should be socializing the wealth in this country. There's so much wealth being produced in this country that we feel there's no excuse for people going hungry or people not having a place to live or people not being able to you know, follow their dreams and not have to worry about if they get sick, will they have to declare bankruptcy.
Absolutely. And John, we'll be speaking with you each month about your Left Social Democratic Caucus and what's going on in the Twin Cities Democratic Socialists of America. But I will see you this Sunday at the chapter meeting, and it is a pleasure, as always, having you on.
Yeah, thanks, Hunter. I look forward to talking to you, and thanks for having me on. I'll talk to you soon.
All right, absolutely. And we will be right back here on AM 950, the Progressive Voice of Minnesota, on the Minnesota Progressive Repartee.
Hi, this is Matt McNeil, and you're listening to the Minnesota Progressive Repit-Sop-Dip-Do, right here on AM 950.
What kind of a jackass would let an animal pick their insurance? Did you really think a lizard could save you money on car insurance? Would you let a duck pick your health policy? Insurance can be a zoo, but this is ridiculous. What you really need is an insurance agent that isn't looking out for the insurance companies. You need Cheryl at Array, an independent agent with 30 years experience looking for the best rate possible. Quit monkeying around and call 763-504-3067. That's 763-504-3067 for Cheryl at Array, representing you, not the insurance companies.
Stop and listen for a second. Do you hear that? It's peace, quiet, and tranquility. After a busy holiday season, that's what you'll experience at Big Bear Lodge just off the Gunflint Trail. There's always an abundance of snow and winter activities like ice fishing, snowshoeing, snowmobiling, and world-class cross-country skiing. Then cozy up in one of Big Bear Lodge's guest rooms or authentic woodsy cabins. Come find your smile at Big Bear Lodge. More at BigBearLodgeMN.com.
Tom Hartman here, letting you know how you can save money with All Energy Solar. One of the myths about solar is that it's too expensive and you need lots of money down. The truth? Solar is available for little or no money down. And if you have a great site for solar, you might even save money right away on a monthly basis. So don't wait to switch. You'll see your investment pay off the sooner you switch to All Energy Solar. So start saving today and visit allenergysolar.com.
Native Roots Radio is proud to announce we've added an extra hour.
Yeah, Chuske, 1 hour goes by too fast.
That's right, Uncle Curtis.
I'll have extra time to share important information about our sacred animals.
And report national and native news from all over the country and Canada.
This new hour is sponsored by Robbins Kaplan, LLP, rewriting the odds for their clients for over 80 years.
We are awake.
Waking up is easy when you look forward to breakfast. Serve 7 days a week at the Downtowner Woodfire Grill in St. Paul. Try eggs your way with hash browns, bacon, or sausage. There are four delicious varieties of Eggs Benedict that should not be missed. And buttermilk pancakes, waffles, or French toast are always fresh off the griddle. How about a Bloody Mary or screwdriver from the bar? The Downtowner Woodfire Grill is located at 253 West 7th Street with plenty of free parking. Or online at downtownerwoodfire.com.
Vacuum cleaners. You buy them, you break them, and then you throw them away, right? Well, if you're ready to break out of that vicious cycle, we have the answer. Never heard of A1 Vacuum? They've been around forever, offering better alternatives. So if you're ready to stop filling the landfill, give A1 Vacuum a shot. Located in Roseville and ready to show you something better. Find them at a-1vacuum.com or call 651-222-6316. Better yet, drop by.
This is Brett's grandmother, and you're listening to 950.
Well, this has been a fabulous end of the afternoon and entering the evening here on AM 950, the Progressive Voice of Minnesota. Our phone number is 952-946-6205. And this is Hunter Haas and Eric Nelson on the Minnesota Progressive Repartee. But let's go to the phones. Randy is in St. Cloud, has been on hold for quite a while. Randy, it's great to have you on.
Well, thanks for having me on. I heard Randy from Coon Rapids going off, and I just felt to represent the other half of Randy's everywhere. First off, Nancy Pelosi never voted for $50 billion. For a wall. It was $22 billion for security, so it was not a specific any kind of barrier. I think there were some barrier ideas in there, but it wasn't for a wall. And I absolutely agree with you that they can't, that the House can't bend at all on this.
Yes.
But I also think the Senate needs to jump in there. And I would not let anything happen in the Senate through filibuster until Mitch McConnell allows a vote to happen.
All right, Randy, I really appreciate you calling. Give the Randy rebuttal, the bookend the show. But let's go to one of my favorite callers, Gary in Minneapolis. Gary, it's a pleasure to have you on.
Well, Congresswoman Cortez, she's a leader in this Democratic Socialist movement. And I've been to Scandinavia several times. I really didn't learn a real lot, but I know there are mixed societies. They have mixtures of private ownership and much more government. It works real good. They have a lot of equality, and they have a lot of women in power, equality that way. And they have very little poverty in those countries, and so it's a much better life for many more people. But I was also going to say that she's really pushing a green economy. And there's another thing that I know from many years of reading on environment, that the habitat destruction, besides global warming, the a huge growth in numbers of people, especially in a lot of developing countries. We need to do something about that. And Hartman said in his program, when women get equality, education, and then the standard of living goes up, all that stuff leads to less children, because we can't support, the life support system of this planet can't keep supporting this many people.
Yeah. Gary, always appreciate the call, and I'm excited to see you March 2nd at the Blue State Ball. I can't wait to party with you. But let's go to Laura in Minneapolis, who wants to talk about Kristen Gillibrand. Laura? Laura, are you there?
Can you hear me?
Yep.
Yep, we can hear you, Laura.
This is Nora in Minneapolis, and I just wanted to talk about the issue of Kristen Gillibrand throwing Al Franken under the bus.
Yeah.
Because here's what happened that I saw when I went to when Barack Obama appeared when he was running in 2008, and he appeared at the Target Center. Afterwards, I was talking to a guy that was just here for doing camera work for MoveOn.org, and the guy said he thought that one of the most likely after Obama might be Al Franken for president. This was, you know, 10 years ago. So I believe Kirsten Gillibrand had a lot, probably strategic thinking in throwing him under the bus for her plans of running for president.
I agree with you. I feel like she's been an opportunist in this and took down one of our favorites. But before we go, I have to report on one story. Americans are now more likely to die of an opioid overdose than on the road. For the first time in United States history, the leading cause of deaths, vehicle crashes, has been surpassed by opioid overdoses. So just a note, Opioid Awareness Day at the Minnesota State Capitol is January 30th, 9:30 a.m. to 3 p.m. Very important. We will be speaking with one of the organizers next week here on the Minnesota Progressive Repartee. But that is all I have for us this evening. It was a pleasure. See you later.
You've been listening to the Minnesota Progressive Repartee. This is the end of our program, or the Departee. You can listen to our show anytime at am950radio.com or wherever you get your podcasts.